Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Yunei Hadaf Hayomi. In the Gemara Meseches Bava Kama and Daf Memches, it says as follows, and this Shiur should be a special schus for Miriam Bas Chaya, she should have her for Shlema, and for Maris Altachana, Pastor of Meir Zev, Lili Nishmasa, and also S'chus Moshe Yudah ben Peshedina. Bava Kama Memches Amar Aleph, it says, Litchon Chitin Kevin L'Aboyitz Niyusa Amidi L'Aboy Misalke Marisa L'Chotzer Navshayu V'Alei Didei Rami Nitirusa Aval Meifa Kevin L'Aboyitz Niyusa Marisa L'Chotzer Misalke Navshayu Hilkoch Allah Dida Rami Nitirusa. In other words, if a woman is grinding, then the Baal HaChotzer doesn't remove himself, and the responsibility of guarding the chatzer is incumbent upon him as normal. But if she is baking, then the Baal HaChatzer leaves the place because of tznius, and then she has to guard the chatzer. Rashi explains, L'mefa boi tzniusa, shemegalez roseh, she reveals her arms. She exposes her arms. So l'chora midivrei Rashi would appear that arms are, even beneath the elbow, are an erva. And that's against Minig Yisrael. Minig Yisrael, in many, many places, is that it's only above the elbow that's considered an erva, but not beneath the elbow. So, from Rashi, it's mashma not like that. From Rashi, it's mashma that she's megalas roseh, that she's that's considered erva, and therefore the Baal HaChatzer can leave. And also, Rashi says she megalas roseh, it's her maisa. Why doesn't it say zroseh migulim? That her arms are exposed. Why does it say she exposes her arms when it could just easily say her arms are exposed? So, I received Torah from Moriv Rabbi, I have a Gomer Yaakov Tabat Hamdik Shlita, and we are going to be basing our Mahalach in the Sugya on his Torah. So, it would appear that Adarabba, from here we can bring a Raya for our Minog, that we're exposing the arms, is not considered an Erva, because if this Ro was an Erva, then according to Rashi, any time women bake, then Begilui Erva, then she's doing something inappropriate. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch that a person shouldn't say, oh, nobody sees me. God sees you. So you have to be tzanua even when nobody's watching you. So how could it be that whenever Jewish women are baking, they are Begilui Erva? A person's not allowed to be, even Besoch HaBayis, a person's not allowed to be Begilui Erva. Stamkach. So so what's pshat that when they're baking, they're Begilui Erva? Le'echoliot. So bivadai that when a woman bakes, she's megalas roseha. There's no gilui erva, and the raya is lehefech. That we can bring a raya that it's not that you're allowed to show your a woman's allowed to show her arms again beneath her elbows. It's not a lack of tznius. Therefore, she's allowed to do so when she's baking. But the question is, why then does the Baal HaChatzer have to leave? Why does he have to leave b'shas hafia? Because she's Megalas Roseh. If it's not considered Erva, then he shouldn't have to leave. So the explanation possibly is, based on the Gemara in Ksubis, and Daf Ein Beis Amud Aleph, it talks about those women that are divorced without a Ksuba. One is Overas al Das Moshe, and another is Overas al Das Yehudis. The Gemara defines what's Das Moshe. The Mishnah defines what's Das Moshe. She's Machil him food that's not Mu'usar. She's Mishamesh also when she's a Nida. These are Doraisa things. And Ezui Das Yehudis, what's Das Yehudis? Yotze V'Rosh Purush, she goes out in her uncovered hair, V'tova Bashuk, and she spins in the marketplace, she spins in a public place. Rashi says, the Gemara says, V'tova Bashuk, Ayin Beis Amit Beis, Amri Dhamar Shmuel, V'marez Ro'oseha Livnei Adam. You know what the problem with her spinning is? Is that she shows her arms to people. Amri V'chizdam Ravimi, B'tova Virad keneged paneha. Rashi explains, what does it mean, betov rad keneged paneha? Tove bechapa, she spins with her hand, al yurecha, on her thigh. Vichut, and the thread, misradet keneged paneha shalmata, it falls down opposite her private parts. And therefore, that is ma'orer, her hurim, by the men. In Tosis Rid, he's goris b'divrei Shmuel lashon b'megalas roseh levnei Adam. We have b'maras roseh levnei Adam. Here it's megalas roseh levnei Adam. So it's mistaber that Rashi says she megalas roseh. He's somech al Lashon HaGemara, because Lashon Rashi is in Bava Kama, Shemigalez Roseha. He's somech on the Lashon of the Gemara and in Ksubis. So in Bava Kama, Rashi Shemigalez Roseha is somech on the Lashon of the Gemara and Ksubis. And in Ksubis, he was Goris at the Gears of Tosrid, that she's Megalez Roseha of Nei Adam. So it's mavur in the Gemara lehedjel ledas Shmuel that the inyan of gilus roasel of nei adam is minig Yisrael v'das Yehudis, and it's not a din erva mamish of das Moshe. It's a lower level. It's minig Yisrael. So if that's the case, so in our sugya in Bava Kama, it's also an inyan in das Yehudis and not das Moshe. There's no erva daraisa, but it's still mashma lechora that there's a raya that das Yehudis is to cover the zroa, because otherwise. Why does the sugya say that it's not beseder that the man has to leave? So it's mashma that there's something inappropriate here. There's something that's not sanua here, and therefore the man has to leave. Can't be done publicly. Can't show her arms. But that's the problem, because again, we don't find, there were many Nashim Sidkanias, if you look at pictures of the women and back in Europe, you see that they're, you know, you could see beneath their elbows, they were uncovered, many, many, many women. Sometimes you see in the pictures even above their elbows, but that's already, I don't know how to say it or that is, but certainly beneath their elbows, that's Minag Nashim Ksheros Barbe Doros, Barbe Makomos. The Yamshel Shlomo wants to paskin lahalacha that bizman hazeh the din and the sug is batel. That since we're not makbid hayom al gilui zroa, memela the baal hachatzer doesn't have to leave, and the woman doesn't have to be mekabel el salatz mashmiras hamakom. And a number of gedolei achronim went with the mahalach of the Yamshel Shlomo that when a woman exposes her arms, again beneath the elbows, the Baal HaChatzer doesn't have to leave. And the din of the sugya is batel, because we're not makbid al gilui hazroa. So really, al pi dina de gemara, al pi the sugya, al pi das yehudis, she should be covering her zroa. She should be covering her arm. But since that's not the minig anymore, the Baal HaChatzer doesn't have to leave, and if the Baal HaChatzer doesn't have to leave, the woman's now makabel on herself shmiras hamakom. However, there's still a kasha. Why were the nashim no hagos when they bake or when they spin? To like the baking we find in Bava Kama and the spinning in Ksubis, why were they noeg legalis as zoro laharchikas hanashim? Why do they do that? Why don't they just wear a garment, long sleeves, until their wrist? Even in the tkufa of the Amoraim, they were megala. Why should they be megala? Just cover yourself up. What's the problem? So you're going to say, oh, they don't want to get it dirty. Okay, that works with the baking, but what about with the spinning? And what's the sinyan of megala's rosa? She shows her arms to people. What is she showing? Also, we have to understand why Shmuel used an example of Das Yehudis of Tovei Bashuk, which is Gilui Zroa. There's a Maisa Gilui of Dover Hamachusa Alpi Minog, and now she does a Maisa to expose it. Why don't we just say Pashut? The Mishnah should say Pashut, that she reveals her arms. She's Megalez Roseh L'Bnei Adam. Why do we need Shmuel to come along and bring a Dugma? He has to bring an example of Tovei Bashuk Dafka. Just say she exposes. Well, why does it have to be that she's give this example of Tovei Bashuk, that she's spinning in the marketplace, And also, Shmuel and Avimi are arguing in such faraway svaras from each other. According to Shmuel, there is Gilui Makom HaMechusa, she's exposing her arms. At least with the Rabbanan, it's a problem. But Lefi Avimi, there is only a simen of a chut that this string goes down to the Panim Shel Mata, and that's Mor Machshav Shel Znus. Two different things. One is being exposing, and one is something that might excite the person's imagination. And also, we don't find anywhere in Shas this tziur of Gilui Zroa Mitzad Atzmo. Just in Ksubis, Agav this Tove Bashuk, and in Bava Kama, Agav the Ofen. We have to understand why. So therefore, Rav Hamnik Shlita says the following pshat, that definitely there's no minig of Kisui Zroa. And Adarabba B'derech Klal, they weren't Mechasid Zroa. And Dafka B'Shas Afia and Tviya, it's Derech Nashim Tznuos to wear a garment that does cover the Zroa. And the reason is because they don't want to stand there in Gilui Erva B'Shum Makom Afilu B'Bayis, and even when they're working by themselves, because God is there. The only time they're going to expose themselves is with Shas Rechitza, when they're washing themselves. So since both Tviya and Afia are meisim that they do while moving their hands up and down, up and down, up and down, so the nature is that a garment that goes up and down, up and down, up and down is going to be Megale, Omechase, Vechozer Omegale. So you're going to want to wear a longer garment, but it's going to be up and down and showing and exposing and showing and exposing, and therefore they wore this longer garment. So that's enough. So as long as there's no Gilui Erva, there's no Chisaron Bamidah Lefnei HaMakom. But if she's standing before people, there's a Gilui HaYetzer. That's why the Rabbanim Asur these skirts with slits, because when the leg is coming out and coming in and coming out and coming in, that's I think why they make those skirts, because that's supposed to be arouse men to have inappropriate thoughts, promiscuous thoughts, chas v'shalom. So that's the problem here. The problem is it's going up and down and up and down and revealing her flesh, and that might chas v'shalom be ma'or machshavas in men. So the very movement of the garment in gili baser is ma'or taiva. So that's domim mamish l'das avimi. Now it's beautiful. Shmuel and Avimi are really in the same, saying basically the same thing, that the chisaron of the yiridas hachut, that it goes down and falls down, this thread, can I get panel shel mata, that's m'or machshava shel znus. And it's the same thing with Shmuel. It's not the etzem gilui zroa said, that's b'seder gomor, but it's the fact that her skin is being revealed and covered. So that's not the etzem gilui erva, but it's the fact that it's m'or machshava shel znus. And that's also Rashi's Megala Zrosa, it doesn't say Zrosa Megulin, because there's no Chisaron in Zrosa Megula that her arm is exposed. The Chisaron is that she's Megalit. And that's also the Chisaron of Megala Zrosa Livnei Adam. So even though there's no Gilu Yerva, Mitzad Hanhaga, not to be Megala in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but in front of people there is. It says in the Gemara in Brachas, "Kol mistakel betz b'ketana shalisha kila mistakel makom atoref." If a woman, man looks at a woman at her little finger for hana, it's like he's mistakel chas v'shalom in a private place. So you see, there's a gedder of erva l'histaklus that includes kol b'sar ha'isha, anything, even a retz b'ketana. And here also, this pool of megale is maorer here. Even though the actual flesh that's being exposed is not objectively considered an erva, but just the fact that it is being covered and exposed and covered and exposed, that could be ma'or machshavas, and the sugya is siyata d'shmaya. Now clear kaftor v'ferach, and we should be zoche. Lilmodu l'lam ed lishmar v'lasas u'lekayim is called divrei samu tarasa v'yahava. Main via main, and I add that this is now Yimei HaShovavim. Yimei HaShovavim is the best time for one to be extra special careful in Yanei Tznius. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.